This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Look out for the tomfoolery. You know it's coming. You know it's coming. And I think of all the people I'm looking at, it's like, hey, Dre, tonight is the night you have to stay out of foul trouble. And I'm not just talking about text. I'm talking about, like, just straight up foul trouble. I need you to be ready to roll. I have a feeling Draymond is going to bust out in this game. He hasn't really had a good offensive game in this series. Isn't a great matchup for him.
Yeah.
But I think tonight's the night he does it.
Didn't mean to cut you off there. He did have two straight three-pointers early on in the last game. I was like, oh, okay, we're going to get Draymond's back. Those were his only two made shots, but they're big early on, right, to build that 12-point lead early on in that game. And again, I think it's incumbent on them. Do what you did last game. Get out to an early lead. Do that. Like, force them into mistakes, right? And then don't let them back into the game with dumb mistakes. Like, if I'm Steph, hey, it's okay to, like, not, like slow things down. If Jimmy sees stuff, like, people being erratic, put the ball in Jimmy's hands, slow things down, get the opposing team in foul trouble. That would be a great recipe tonight. Can I get Alperen Şengün to do those stupid early fouls early on?
Right? I would isolate him in the pick and roll, and I would try to get downhill and get him trying to play defense backing up. I don't want him attacking in that blitz at the top of the key. I want him in the middle of the key coming out at half court. When he's blitzing at half court, that's when Steph's vulnerable. If you have him in the middle of the top of the key at the top of the arc, that's where you attack him, and they need to break him down off the dribble.
888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking game five tonight. What are you looking for in tonight's game? Are you looking for the Steph game? Are you looking for Jimmy Butler to continue to be that closer for this team? Are you looking for Draymond Green to be that scorer? Who needs to step up for you most tonight to ice this thing in five? Dub Nation, 888-957-9570 is the number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys. Text line, as I said, Anthony Slater, 830, Dave Fleming, 920, talking all things Dubs. We're talking circle of trust right now because there's this little thing that I like to call the Spadoni circle of trust. You've seen Meet the Parents, right?
One of my favorite movies of all time.
Robert De Niro, Mr. Jack Burns, that was his name. He had his own circle of trust and was Greg Faulkner in it, or was he not, right? And I like to do that with my sports teams. So there's certain players, like with the Giants right now, I don't think Lamont Wade Jr. is in your circle of trust, is he?
No.
He's not in your circle of trust. Patrick Bailey, as an offensive producer, probably not in your circle of trust.
Let me take it a step further. I'll go more dramatic.
Please.
Jake Moody could hit every preseason kick, every practice kick, and I would not have him in my circle of trust week one with the game on the line.
Not in Shasky's circle of trust right now.
Would he be in yours? Jake Moody. Yeah, exactly.
He had an injury. All right. I'm going to wait and see on Jake Moody. Maybe he's getting his mind right.
Moody could hit every offseason field goal, every attempt, every practice kick, every kick in the preseason. And when it came down to it, week one, I would have no trust that he could get that kick. Doesn't mean he can't hit it. You're asking, do I trust him? No.
Can he ever earn your trust back, Jake Moody?
Oh, yeah. Go like 15 weeks with hitting all the big kicks. No, hitting all the big kicks.
Just be prime Justin Tucker, right? By the way, did you see the Ravens?
But trust can be broken. Wow, no. Justin Tucker's a great example, obviously.
Well, off the field. Well, they drafted a kicker. His days are numbered there.
That's my point.
And I'm shocked that they never
released him. One bad season, one of the greatest kickers of all time, he's done.
He's done, right?
So that's just the way I view, you know, certain people. I either trust you or I don't. I don't trust Jake Moody right now.
Okay, so he is outside the circle of trust.
I don't really trust, Warrior World, right? Yep. Like, does Ime Udoka trust Jalen Green?
Oof.
We will find out.
I think they have to at this point. Like, you got to hope that, again, shout out to New Hope Star Wars. You got to hope that Jalen Green has another game like he had in game two. Because if he doesn't, chances are you're probably not going to win the game. But again, if you're relying on Jalen Green to be that guy, that's tough because you had a great Fred VanVleet game and a Şengün game and you didn't win. That's got to be a gut punch if you're the Houston Rockets, because Fred VanVleet, for the most part, has been awful shooting the ball in this series. Awful. Şengün, he's going to get his. That's like built into the equation. Can he make it more difficult for him, though? Draymond Green, no more dumb fouls. Don't get, like, I don't need you breaking up huddles over there,
too.
Do
you trust Draymond Green to walk the line appropriately tonight to where that he doesn't make the technicals and the flagrants a thing that we have to monitor?
I'm glad you brought that up, because he is inside my circle of trust as I play my drops.
You are now on the inside of what I like to call circle of trust.
So, I do trust him.
Okay, so Dre is in the circle of trust. Who else is in the Spadoni circle of trust?
You know who is, you know who's in the circle of trust right now? It's Buddy Buckets.
You are now on the inside of what I like to call circle of trust.
It only took two games.
No.
And I trust Buddy Hield that he's going to keep it going,
are
baby.
Are you kidding me?
Buddy Hield is in Spadoni's circle of trust. Now, he could leave the circle of trust if he has a stinker tonight. It's very fickle, the Spadoni circle of trust. But right now, he is tentatively in my circle of trust. You know who else is in my circle of trust?
So he's squatting in the house of the circle of trust.
He's in the doorway. He's hanging out there. If there's an earthquake, you might have to leave, but we'll see.
I wonder how many people agree with you on that.
It's 888-957.
I don't know where I stand.
888-957-9570. Is Buddy Hield in your circle of trust?
I would put Pods in my circle of trust.
He's back in. He's in mine.
Okay, you are now on the inside of what I like to call circle of trust.
And obviously Steph, Jimmy, and Dre.
Absolutely.
But I'll say this. I actually trust Pajemski's offense in this game more than I trust Draymond to not get a flagrant.
So my start, I like that.
Does that make sense?
That's a great point. My starting lineup right now, if they go the same starting lineup, Draymond, Jimmy, Steph, Buddy, and Brandon, I trust them all right now.
Okay.
That's five people in circle. Who I don't trust right now, who is outside of my circle of trust.
Quinn Post?
Moses Moody.
Then I have no choice but to put you right back outside the circle.
It's unfortunate.
So I've got Moody outside the circle of trust.
Quinn Post? It's a tough one. I think he's on the outside.
Then I have no choice but to put you right back outside the circle.
Okay.
Oh, that's a double. Yeah, you heard that sounder real quick.
Yeah, what does that mean?
That means be caller number 5 to our contest line, 415-523-4652. That's 415-523-4652. And you'll win a 4-pack of tickets to the game, courtesy of Oracle. And for more tickets, go to sfgiants.com. We're playing Circle of Trust right now. Spadoni's Circle of Trust. The starting five, Draymond, Jimmy, Steph, Buddy, Brandon, they're in the Circle of Trust. Moody, currently outside.
What Quinn about
Post, GP2? Currently outside. GP2, you know what?
You are now on the inside of what I like to call circle of trust.
He's a vet. I trust Gary Payton II to make the right plays at the right time.
5, 6 guys in there. Okay, what about Looney?
Looney?
You're still in the circle of trust, so I'm going to give you one more chance.
He's got one more chance. He got one more chance.
I didn't know you had that drop.
Looney? He's been teetering for me, Joe.
Okay.
He's been teetering.
So like a Venn diagram, he's kind of somewhere in the middle.
Somewhere in the middle. I'm going to go off the playoff excellence in the past for Kevon, but he's teetering right now. I'm going to keep it. I know Brian and Palo Alto's pulling out his hair, but if he has hair, I don't know what you look like, Brian. He might be bald for all I know, but that's okay. Kevon Looney is tentatively in my circle. What about you?
I think Brian in Palo Alto has a full head of hair. I think he's living a very stress-free life.
No, stop. Guys, tweeting us left and right during the game. Oh, man.
Okay, so we've got 7 guys in there. Moody and QP on the outside.
Yes.
Kuminga.
I'm in.
Then I have no choice but to put you right back outside the circle.
Sorry, he's outside. Like, how can you trust him at this point? What has he shown you to trust him? I don't. I love the guy. I'm rooting for him. He's absolutely outside the circle of trust, right?
TJD?
Then I have no choice but to put you right back outside the circle.
No, I don't trust that guy. Sorry, I love TJD again. I wasn't mad at the minutes that he got, but he showed you. Like, this series, no.
What about Guy Santos?
He hasn't, played a lot, but you know what?
You're still in the circle of trust, so I'm going to give you one more chance.
Okay. I'll give him another chance.
So Looney and Gee have one more chance in the circle of trust.
Yes.
But Buddy is allowed full
vacancy. He's hot.
Full occupancy.
He's hot. Buddy Hield's in my circle of trust. If you think that's insane, 888-957-9570.
Have I not mentioned everyone? I don't know.
No, that's it. You know, the Braxton Keys and the Kevin Knoxes and Pat Spencers. I don't think they're going to get time. I actually do. If you brought up Pat Spencer sneakily, I would say he's in my circle of trust.
You know I'm a Pat Spencer.
I know.
No one has talked more Pat Spencer before he played than myself.
All right, so read out.
I love the guy.
So read out to me what I have there.
Okay.
This is Spadoni's circle of trust.
Circle of trust, as I'm trying to show the YouTube audience the notebook as I make the noises here that I have.
Go.
Okay, so in the circle, Draymond, Steph, Pods, Butler, Buddy, GP2, and then two guys that are also in there, but it's their last chance, Gee and Looney.
Yes.
Okay. So basically everybody but TJD, Moses Moody, Kuminga, and QP.
Yes.
I think Moody's going to have a moment in this game.
He might, and he can get back into the circle of trust. But right now, I don't trust him. His offense is just not there right now. He was iced out. He had 12 minutes last game, Joe. 12 minutes. QP played 20. I like what I saw at times.
What he did in terms of trying to get in the mix and wanting all the smoke, I feel like he's in that circle of trust.
Don't trust the shot, though. He still feels awkward when he's shooting. He had some buckets. I'm not going to lie.
He had some huge rebounds.
Not quite there with him yet. But again, you can get back into it. This is subject to change, the circle of trust. As always, there's a little disclaimer, subject to change.
If you set fire to Spadoni's, what is that thing that he sets fire to accidentally?
The gazebo thing.
Gazebo.
Yeah, yeah. The altar, that's what it was. He put so much lacquer on that thing. It was a ticking time bomb.
Was a carpenter. I mean, there's so many great lines from that movie.
He's like, Greg's Jewish. Oh, so is JC. You're in good company. There's so many good lines in that movie. It's Owen Wilson is one of those characters in that. He is such a slime ball.
It's
How's your portfolio looking these days, Greg? I'd say strong. Good to strong. It's like, yeah, Greg's a nurse. It's so good. That movie's all time.
It's an all time movie.
Oh, so that's my circle of trust right there. And who is in your circle of trust right now, Dub Nation? 888-957-9570. We'll ask Anthony Slater, who's in Steve Kerr's circle of trust. Coming up here in 9 minutes, Anthony Slater covers the team for The Athletic and right here on 95.7 The Game. Who's in your circle of trust right now, Joe? I'll ask. Who's in yours?
Well, I'll tell you who's not.
Okay.
NBA officials.
Oh. Okay.
What?
Going off the board here?
No, what do you mean? You're asking who do I trust? I don't trust the officials to get things right.
Okay.
That's number one. Number two, I don't trust Ime Udoka, and I don't trust them boys on Houston right now because I think that the goonery is going to be at an all-time high.
I don't like Dylan Brooks.
Is that what you're saying?
I think something's going to happen tonight.
What's going to happen?
I don't know. I think a hard foul. There's going to be some separation. Yeah, this is going to get... I think tonight is a night where specifically Draymond Green has got to keep his cool. And if he keeps his cool, I think we win going away.
He's in my circle of trust. Is Draymond Green right now in your circle of trust, Joe? Is he?
Yeah.
Okay, so I think the one that's polarizing, I'm getting a lot of... It's the Buddy Hield one. He's in my circle of trust. Has he done enough to get you to trust him going forward, Buddy Hield? Has he done enough these last two games? He's been big for them. He's been big.
This is
what Steve Kerr said last game.
Hey, fellas, I'm going to utter some words that have never been spoken before by anybody on earth. Buddy Hield, you set the tone defensively.
Yeah, buddy. Setting the tone defensively. And by the way, shout out Samuel McNabb, not Donovan, but Samuel McNabb, who won the 4-pack of tickets to this Saturday's game between the Giants and Rockies. And again, courtesy of Oracle. Shout out to them for hooking it up. And shout out Samuel McNabb going to that game and potentially getting a Star Wars giveaway. Pretty cool. Continue.
There are certain organizations in sports that I will never trust. The Arizona Cardinals. They have a history where it's just like any headline that I read, I believe it, right?
Okay.
Buddy Hield could be 100 for his next 100, okay? And I will still think that a horrific Buddy turnover is coming. And that's not fair to him.
Right.
It's not fair to him. I put him in, and I hate to be in this zone. He's kind of in the Nick Young zone for me.
Swaggy P?
I never liked Swaggy P.
What?
I love Buddy infinitely more than Swaggy.
Swag Champ is here?
Where I just don't, like, huge buckets, but I just don't trust it. Like, I just, like, late in that game, he had hit some big shots, and I was like, pass the ball, pass the ball, pass the ball. And then he took a shot, and it was like, see, you should have passed the ball. And I was like, you know what? That was probably a good shot. But in the moment, I could feel that I didn't trust him.
It is funny. Like, I trust him for some reason because I think he's in a hot stretch. Again, a hot stretch, quote unquote. He was 6-for-15 overall and 3-of-9.
He was hot.
But he was hot. And he got a couple steals, couple of assists. Like, it's baked into the buddy experience. And what do I call him at times, Joe? He is Buddy Butterfingers because he's going to do some Butterfinger type of things. And that's okay. By the way, underrated candy, the Butterfinger. It's one of my tops. Whenever I get it.
Butterfinger is delicious.
They're great.
They are delicious.
They're delicious.
I would agree.